Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the new. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the first lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people. Focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2020.
And here are today's top solutions.
All right, we're going to jump right into some happiness perspectives, Christy. What we can learn from the happiest people in the world from the lifestyle section of The Optimist Daily. March 20th was United Nations annual International Day of Happiness, and while it may have gone overlooked because of the current coronavirus pandemic, the day serves as a good reminder for the importance of happiness in our lives. But how do we reach the state of being happy during such times of global turmoil? For starters, we could learn a thing or two from Finland. For the third time in a row, the country was ranked by the UN's World Happiness Report as the happiest country in the world. So, what makes the Finns so happy? We have some compelling lessons that anyone around the world can integrate into their own lives during normal times, or if you're staying at home and sheltering in place due to the coronavirus. Experience the relaxations of the forest from your sofa. The first thing to know is that 70% of Finland is covered by forest, and the connection with nature is held close to the hearts of the Finnish people. This is an important one because, as research has shown, staying in touch with nature can have wonderful benefits for both your mental and physical health. But even if you can't get out of the house, you can replicate the experience at home by listening to the relaxing sounds of Finnish Lapland on the Scapes album on Spotify. Two, now this one's tricky. Start your day with a cold shower. Oh, Christy, what do you think?
That does not sound very appealing to me.
Another thing to know about the Nordic people is that they love a good winter swim in a lake or the sea. As much as they love the sauna, immersing your body in cold water changes the way your blood flows. And as the circulation kicks in once you're back on dry land, your body warms up and releases the feel-good mood-balancing hormone serotonin. Three, make sense of the world by reading a book. In 2016, the United Nations named Finland the world's most literate nation, and Finns love books as well as public libraries. With a population of only 5.5 million people, Finns borrow close to 68 million books a year. But if you can't get to a library, no matter. Reading a book at home or online will have the same impact on your mental health and happiness. So guys, look at your library. What is the book at home you should read? Number four, bake a cinnamon bun. Finns are obsessed with a local cinnamon bun treat called the korvapuusti, which means slapped ears in English. For the Finns, these cinnamon buns are considered the perfect comfort food, and baked at home, they infuse a feeling of coziness like nothing else. Pair it with coffee or a glass of milk, and you've got yourself settled. And lastly, enjoy art online. Another hallmark of Finland is its rich scene with ranges from experimental artist-run initiatives to commercial galleries to flagship art institutions. One place to check out is the new Amos Rex Museum, which won the prestigious LCD, or Leading Cultural Destination Award, for New Cultural Destinations of the Year, Europe. You can take a virtual tour of this museum's New Generation 2020 exhibit in its Instagram stories. Or, if you feel like taking a cultural trip around the world, thanks to an amazing project by Google, you can now visit some of the world's best parks, museums, and cultural sites from the comfort of your home. Maybe while you're eating your korvapuusti with your coffee.
Yes. Sounds like it's time to grab a cinnamon bun and a good book, put on some Finnish forest sounds, and we'll all be very happy.
Count me in. Can we take the day off and do that?
I would like to, but not today. All right, for our next solution, bitter soccer rivals are coming together to support coronavirus relief in the building community category. On anyone who watches European football, or otherwise known as soccer, knows how fearsome the rivalries between fans and clubs are. But with coronavirus putting the season on hold indefinitely, Europe's biggest football clubs are setting aside their differences, banding together to help people in need during the coronavirus pandemic. First team players and staff at the club Inter Milan have donated 500,000 euros, while crowdfunding campaigns set up by Roma, Milan, Juventus, and Fiorentina have each raised more than 420,000 euros. A campaign set up by Lazio highlighted the importance of people continuing to go and give blood, reassuring housebound residents that it is permitted and safe to do so. Individuals have also been at the forefront of the fundraising charge. Milan striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic launched a Kick the Virus Away campaign, putting in the first 100,000 euros, and his fund passed the 250,000 euro mark just recently. Everton FC, a club based in the city of Liverpool, England, has spent the week calling vulnerable, isolated, and at-risk people in the community to offer assistance or just have a chat. The club also announced on Thursday it was launching a £50,000, which is $58,000, Blue Family campaign that will deliver essential food parcels, financial assistance for prescription purchases, mobile phone credit for people living alone, support for increased fuel bills, and mental health advice. Meanwhile, Everton's crosstown rivals Liverpool FC has been appealing to fans to support food banks and has donated 40,000 British pounds, which is $46,500, and is working with local businesses to find ways to support them in these trying times. Coronavirus is also uniting clubs in the Netherlands, where historically bitter rivals Ajax Amsterdam and Feyenoord Rotterdam came together to post public messages everywhere, from billboards to newspapers, thanking the medical workers that have been fighting day and night to keep the country healthy. Coronavirus may be a threat to humanity, but the beautiful thing is it's also making us realize our shared humanity, so much so that even European football clubs are getting along. And that is saying something. I know my husband is a huge football fiend, and it's kind of nice because there are no new games. So I'm not a football widow right now, which is kind of nice.
In the health section of the Optimist Daily, melanoma mortality rates are dropping, and researchers think they know why. Chances are the last time you went to the doctor, they encouraged you to remember to always wear sunscreen. This is because skin cancer is one of the most common types of cancer, with over 100,000 cases of melanoma, specifically each year. The most dangerous and difficult to treat type of skin cancer. Fortunately, the number of deaths due to melanoma have been dropping, and researchers think they know why. From 1986 to 2013, melanoma deaths were on the rise. But from 2013 to 2016, there was an 18% drop in metastatic melanoma deaths. Researchers think this is due to 10 new innovative skin cancer treatments that are proving to be very successful. These alternative methods take less of a toll on patients than chemotherapy and are still effective for disease treatment. The way we treat skin cancer is improving, but prevention is still the key. Increased awareness about the causes of skin cancer and subsequent preventative measures also likely impacted the drop in deaths. Genetics, age, and sex all affect your chances of developing skin cancer. But habits such as using sunscreen daily, wearing protective clothing, and reducing oxidative stress from pollution are great ways to reduce your chances of contracting skin cancer. These improved treatment options and corresponding drop in melanoma deaths are great news for anyone with skin cancer or those most at risk for contracting it. These findings demonstrate the power of long-term research in treatment studies in medicine. But remember, the best solution for improved health is preventative medicine.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right, Summers?
Yeah.
All right. Well, our next story is from our education section, and the headline: you can now take Yale's most popular class online and for free. What is the most popular class at one of the world's most prestigious schools? At Yale, the most popular course on campus is not in engineering or medicine, but in psychology. Professor Lori Santos' class, Psychology and the Good Life, explores what it means to live a truly happy life. And now, you can take that class too. The course began the spring of 2018, but due to its overwhelming popularity, Santos created an online version using the learning platform Coursera. The online version is titled The Science of Well-Being, and it is a free public version of the course taken by Yale students, complete with lectures by Santos herself. The course combines both abstract and concrete concepts to help students build happier daily habits. The online version is broken up into 5 weekly subjects: misconceptions about happiness, why our expectations are so bad, how we can overcome our biases, stuff that really makes us happy, and putting these strategies into practice. There are lectures as well as optional readings and quotes, rewiring activities to make well-being adjustments in your own life. If you want, you can pay a $50 fee and submit written assignments for grading. At the end of the course, you'll receive a Science of Well-Being certificate. The U.S. is a developed country, yet we rank 19th for citizen happiness. Understanding what makes us happy and making small daily changes to implement satisfaction into our daily lives is the first step toward a happier nation. So why not start with the free class that's so popular that 1 in 4 Yale students take it?
I can personally vouch for this. I have been listening to Dr. Santos's happiness podcast, and she takes a lot of the lessons from the course and puts them into the podcast. And when we were working on our Power of Positivity view for the Optimist Daily, which is the service we deliver to our emissaries, I began listening to the happiness podcast, and it really has changed my perspective. And I brought tools home from it to share with my kids, to share with my husband. So right now, everybody, don't just sit in front of your screen. If you want to get out and walk about, or if you want to be deep cleaning your house, throw on the happiness podcast and listen to it after, of course, you listen to your Optimist Daily.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think so much of what we've learned is that happiness can be a choice, and but it's about changing how you interpret the things that are going on, and staying focused on what is positive and what we can do, as opposed to feeling like victims of situations.
This is the power of positive emotional contagion. You guys will start seeing that banner on Optimist Daily Stories. We're putting a whole series together on the power of positive emotional contagion. And in our last story today, which is really also about keeping happy, feeling lonely while social distancing, consider fostering a pet. Have you been considering getting a pet lately? Now could be the perfect time. Practicing social distancing means you have to stay home, but you don't have to do it alone. Shelters are encouraging people to foster and adopt pets while they have extra time at home. Shelters are looking for extra foster families for local pets while shelters and their employees close non-essential services. If you won't have time to care for a pet once you return to your normal schedule, fostering can be a great option if you're looking for some short-term companionship. Pets have been shown to improve mood and make you happier and healthier. And what better time to add a bit of furry joy to your life? The Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and American Veterinary Medical Association have all stated that pets are not at risk of spreading COVID-19. So there is no harm in bringing a pet who needs a home. If you don't have room in your home for a pet, still consider donating to local shelters who are facing increased occupancy and fewer adoptions in light of the recent COVID-19 outbreak. If you do have a pet at home, make sure you have enough food and medication on hand to keep your pet well fed and cared for while you practice social distancing. Pets can be a source of comfort, entertainment, and companionship. They can make day-to-day activities more interesting and less lonely. If you have been thinking about adopting a pet, now is a great time, as many need homes and you have plenty of time on your hands to train one. If a long-term pet isn't for you, fostering is a great solution to offer a helping hand to animals in need with lower commitment. I've got 3 animals in my house, 2 cats and a dog, and they are the most darling parts of my day. Is I kind of love getting to sit and watch what they do during the day.
Yeah, well, my dog is very happy to have me home all the time. It's been delightful. The snake, on the other hand, doesn't seem to be affected at all.
The snake is indifferent to the situation.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive solution-based news stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure that it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
We'd like to invite you to send us optimistic stories to our editorial team that we can review and share on the Optimist Daily. Please feel free to message us on social channels, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or email us directly at editorial@optimistdaily.com. Please also consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com, and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Sounds good, Summers. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.